library this morning. It's Emily from Fashion Eyster. And I just wanted to record a quick boo just because I am bloody both amazed and relieved. Because I realise it's not just me who thinks that people often say the thing, oh, you don't look blind or you don't look disabled or you don't look so and so. It's not just me. Right, okay, I'm going to say why this has come apparent. I am currently reading an article which is called Living with a Disability, The Most Ridiculous FAQs and Opening Lines. And it's by a lovely, lovely girl who has uses a wheelchair, and it's been published on a publication called The Essential Surrey. And what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to leave the link in the down bar of this description, and I'm also going to link this into my Facebook page. But she just talks about, you know, some of the silliest things they say, like, oh, you know, oh, you're so pretty, even though you use your wheelchair, or, you know, it's such a shame for you, or I'll pray for you, or you're actually really smart, and things like that. And there's so many different kind of things that comes under the bracket of disability and misconceptions in general. In fact, I'm going to be doing my own abbreviation on misconceptions of and opening lines of disabilities because I've been inspired by this on my YouTube channel. But anyway, the thing that is really sparked me is that there's a comment on here which is titled, I think it's the one, two, it's the third one down, and it says disability. And it says, I am blind with a guide dog, and people often say to me, you don't look blind. So now I ask, what does a blind person look like? Stevie Wonder, you have to laugh, really. So basically just saying that everyone's got to look the same, I suppose, when you've got a sight loss. But you just see, it's not just me. It's not me being paranoid. It's actually apparent. And I'm actually just looking here at the moment just to see if there's any other ones. You know, people just are saying, you know, oh, that's so ridiculous. And they all agree how stupid it is to say such, you know, crass and, you know, unkempt things and, you know, just things that aren't necessary. And there's just loads of them. It's just gone so... this article is really big, actually, and it's got so many good responses from it, actually. But I totally agree with what this girl says, because there are so many misconceptions when you have a disability, you know, whether it be sight loss or wheelchair users or, you know, assistance dogs or, you know, being deaf or anything, really, to be honest, autism. It's just loads of misconceptions. And I think the public have to really wise up. What they say can be a bit hurtful and very, 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 very rude. Whether or not they know that they're being rude is another matter. But anyway, I'm going to post this on my Facebook page, and I'm going to get the link and put it on my audio booth I've just done. So if you would, let me know what you think really about this article, actually, after you've read it. If you agree, if you've got any of your own top, you know, quotes or top things people say to you that annoy you, like, oh, it's such a shame you've got a sight loss, or, oh, you don't look blind, or, oh, you know, won't glasses help? There's so many that they say, and you just want to punch their lights in. Well, at least I do anyway. And this is, I do though. They say such things, and you're just like, why? Haven't you got a brain cell to rub together? Oh my God. And it's just so shocking, the things that they come out with. Anyway, I'm rambling and waffling, and this will probably turn into a rant if I don't stop now. Let me know what you think, and I will see you guys in the next food. Bye!